You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. All right, welcome back. And we continue this episode. This episode is a continuation of the previous one, which was the 10 things the U.S. Army taught me about personal growth. We did 1 through 5. Now let's do 6 through 10. Let's do the second half of this. Let's get started. All right, so right off the bat, number 6, meet new people. Yes, that's the one thing that the military excelled at. No matter where you went, you were going to meet somebody new. Sure, you'd run into familiar faces if you're in the military long enough. And I have. I did. That was very interesting. My father was in the military, and so I grew up in a military environment. And then when I joined, I actually ran into people that I knew when I was a dependent. That's what we were called, family members. And so you get to run into people again. It's nice to reconnect. It was very nice to reconnect with some old friends. And then I also ran into new people, new to me, who were friends with friends that I had met at previous locations. And then, long enough, you stay in the military long enough, you rotate around, you move to other locations, and you run into old friends. And even after the military, I ran into a couple of old friends. And I still keep in contact with some friends that I made during my time in the military. But that's the thing, is the military is going to be good at that. You're going to meet new people. You're going to meet new people, and it's going to help you break out of your shell if you have a shell. And again, that's the military. But if the military is not your path, still, the thing here is whether you go to university, college, or you go enter the workforce right away after school, you're going to meet people. You're going to get to know people. You're going to meet them. And then eventually you're going to part paths with them. It happens. But then something happens, strange twist of fate. They come back around. But along the way, you're going to meet other new people. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. So just keep in mind that, hey, sometimes who you meet, it's for a reason. And you might meet them again. You run into them again. And that's always good to catch up. But be prepared to meet new people. It's definitely, it helps create your own, you know, when you meet people and you break out of your shell, you create your own personal style and voice and your uniqueness. And that's what they're going to remember about you. And that's why they're going to come back to you. And that's why they're going to talk to you. And that's why you're going to go out and meet new people. Because again, at some point, they were new people once. Yeah. So that's the way it was in the military. Yeah. Because everybody rotates. Everybody moves. So at some point, somebody was new. Yeah. They might seem like, oh, they've been here for 2 years. We'll get ready. They're about to leave. 3 years, definitely about to leave. 4 years, count on it happening. It's just a matter of time. So again, the military taught me, hey, personal growth means meeting new people. So get out there and meet new people. All right. Number 7, along with meeting new people, excuse me, it's the weather, is trying something new. It's like a new adventure. It can be accomplished as you level up on something you do. Or it's you can try something new. Sure, you're not afraid to go and try German food, but then that it's a segue to Austrian food or Polish food or Russian food, right? You see what I'm getting at? It's a gateway. Yeah, you try something new, you keep trying something new. It's something new all the time. So something new means doing something different. You know, it's like skydiving is different than scuba diving, right? They're just different places that you're doing it, but you're doing something new, something exciting, something adventurous, something that may scare you, but hey, once you're done with it, it's done. You've done it. You did it. So trying something new exposes you to a wide variety of experiences. It exposes you to concepts and new ways of being and knowing and doing. And that's a very good thing because that's how you grow. That's how you grow. You take all those new experiences and they become knowledge. Right? The knowledge and becomes wisdom. And then now you're ready to share and impart onto others. So be careful not to confuse trying from doing or not doing. trying means you're going to get out there and do it whether you like it or not. Oh, I hate cabbage, but you're going to try what is that called? The roquel, the red cabbage. You're going to try that. You're going to try the sauerkraut. But you don't like cabbage, but you're going to try the sauerkraut. So again, doing it, trying it, making it happen. All right, that's number 7. Number 8, oh yes, this is a big one. This is a big one. The military taught me this. All my life had taught me this, and we're still learning this. Make mistakes and learn from them. Yeah, that's part of personal growth is you're going to make mistakes. No one is perfect. No one is perfect. And that's the bottom line. No one's perfect. You're going to make mistakes. Everyone's going to make mistakes. The trick here is learning from them. So everyone makes mistakes. Doesn't matter who they are. They can say, I never make a mistake. They're lying. I'm calling them a liar right here, right now. So people will continue to make mistakes. They're going to make mistakes. You're going to continue to make mistakes. That's just the way life is. Life is full of mistakes. However, the mistakes made have one of a couple of origins. Either you make a mistake out of ignorance, you make a mistake out of willful neglect, or you make better mistakes. Better mistakes? Yes. Because you learn from the previous mistake. Say you made mistake, the first mistake you made was something, right? And you learn from it. And it's like, okay, well, all right, I won't make that mistake again. But then right after that, you cross that hump, you get past that hurdle. Now you made a new mistake. But it's a better one because it's different than the first one. It's different from the first one. But now you're making a better mistake because you went further down. You got to that point where you understand, hey, here's what I did the last time to get to this, to make this mistake. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do something different. Sure enough, you do something different. You move on, and all looks good. And then all of a sudden you make another mistake. It happens. But the good thing is that you're learning from it. And you're working at not making that same mistake again. But if you're going to make a mistake, which we all do, it's going to be a better mistake. So that's a good thing. Number nine, another big one here. Know your stuff. Personal growth. That means you never stop learning. Knowing your stuff is what keeps you moving up the ladder. Keeps you moving up the ladder. And you need to move up the ladder because that's how you professionally grow. But you got to personally grow first. So be technically proficient. But Dave, I'm not in the military. What do I have to know about tactics? Tactics are everywhere, just as strategies are everywhere. See, strategy is the big picture. The tactics is the minutiae, the details. And you always pay attention to the details. So you do that and you become proficient and you remain proficient. You stay on top of your game. Always stay ahead of the curve. Don't ride a wave. Don't follow. Be ahead of it. Stay ahead of the curve. Watch what's going on. Look over the horizon. Learn to look over the horizon and become the one that they come to. Become so proficient in what you do that they come to you. Be the subject matter expert. It's just that simple. Be the subject matter expert. But Dave, I don't have the degree. You don't have to. But Dave, I don't have the technical experience. That's okay. You can learn it. Dave, I don't have the time in service. That's all right. You're going to get there. But what you can do now to speed that process up, all the better for you and ultimately for the organization and those you lead. Number 10. Number 10 is a rehash. And we're rehashing 6, 7, 8, and 9. That's right. Seek out opportunities to practice. Well, not just 6, 7, 8, 9. 1 through 9. 1 through 9 is again, keep working at it. Seek out opportunities at all. Everything you see is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to learn to take the initiative, to take the initiative. Learn how to seek out adventure, how to take responsibility for yourself, how to keep learning, how to volunteer, how to meet new people, how to try something new, how to make mistakes and learn from them. Knowing your stuff and, of course, being technically proficient, knowing your stuff. And again, repeat that. And that cycle just continues to repeat itself. Always seek out opportunities to practice 1 through 9. Means don't give up. Don't stop. Be the person they come to. Become the subject matter expert. Get to know yourself and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take risks. Don't be afraid to step out and seek out that new adventure. Don't be afraid to go shake somebody's hand and introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. How are you? You're new here. Welcome. Seek out that opportunity. Meet new people. Network. And don't be slimy about it. Don't be like a used car salesperson. Again, it's that stereotype. Again, I don't know any used car salesmen, but what I'm getting at is that stereotype where they're slimy and they're just trying to sell you something. No, don't be that person. Be genuine. Be authentic. And get to know them. And then eventually, you know, you become their go-to person. You become their point of contact. And folks, there are more things that I learned. These are just 10 of them. These are just 10 of them. So again, get out there, experience life, learn from life, learn from others, try new things, do new things, make things happen, make life better for you in the future, make life better for you now. It's going to be work, a lot of hard work, but hey, in the end, it's worth it. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com, and there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at daveguerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's dave_guerra, dave_guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time. Be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.